Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Whip Your Loving On Me. This one is Jack Harlow. It's a pretty white boy. I would always say this. He's so pretty. He's so clean. He's so, yeah. Bring your time to exactly 8:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. And as we promised just a little bit earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation with a representative from the Cancer Association of Namibia. And that is Mr. Tarekuye Shiriange. You really have to help me with your other surname.
Shiriange Shurutwe.
Shurutwe. Yes. Okay, I had to say it with your support. But now, what if I like don't say it right? And then you're like, what is her problem? She's also Herero. But yeah, so Tarekuye, he is the Cancer Register and Patient Support Officer at the Cancer Association of Namibia. We know that a couple of days ago, we just received this really devastating news that our president, Hage Geingob, passed away due to cancer. And it just seemed like everything happened so fast. Hey, the one moment it was announced, and then he's okay, and then he goes through the states, and then critical, but stable. I mean, whoa, what is happening? And now, unfortunately, this happened. You represent an organization that obviously speaks to the struggles that he had in his final days and so forth. So, first of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here. And, you know, it's the first time I'm actually putting a face to the name.
Wait, you listen to me?
Yes, every single day.
And all the nonsense that we say on radio.
I mean, you
don't hold it against me. But lovely to meet you, and welcome to the Fresh FM space.
You know, thank you so much for having me.
Is it your first time being on Fresh?
Yes.
Welcome, welcome. I wish I could give you an air horn, but I can't use the air horn right now. Oh yeah, well, he really does listen. So Tarekuye, you have been with the Cancer Association for a number of years. How long have you been working with them?
This is my third year.
Yeah,
but I always say third and a half because, interning and then,
rather just round it off to 4 years.
Yeah,
okay,
4 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What has been the best part for you in terms of working for the Cancer Association of Namibia?
It's something personal, basically when you're working for the Cancer Association, not only my job entails, statistics and data surveillance.
Yeah, yeah.
However, being able to see and working with the patients and the clients that work in there sometimes as well, and just listening to their stories, and sometimes also just hearing the struggles and at the end of the day the adversities that they have to face every single day in terms of treatment. And then also on the flip side, hearing the stories of survival, the stories of the breakthroughs.
Yeah.
So it's a very personal journey, and it's something I could not take for granted at all.
Is it?
Yeah.
So in the passing of our president and so forth.
Yeah.
Yesterday I mentioned just briefly on air like how important it is for us to somewhat take care of our health a little bit better.
Yeah.
How has the interest been in terms of people coming in for screenings and so forth? Because I went for Pap smear there last year.
Yeah.
Got my results within like a week and a half and so forth. So how has, just a response from people coming to the Cancer Association of Namibia?
I had an interview about this before the passing, unfortunately, of our president.
Yeah.
And it was all, the same question was asked. And then obviously him had being open about his, prognosis and his history of, cancer and everything, obviously drove a surge in people seeking help and people actually really coming forth to get screened and everything. Right now we are busy with our outreaches our nurses went down out to the south to do pap smears and also the PSA, which is now the prostate specific antigen tests. They are saying the towns that we usually complain about not having a lot of people showing up, more people are actually there, and we may need more task force in the sense of people going out there. It has sort of really awoken a lot of people in the sense of now we are aware of the issue that's at hand, and
we need to do something about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about this, because I follow on Instagram, and I see the work that the organization is actually doing. Tell us about this outreach clinics. Why was it important for you guys to actually start doing those?
The outreach clinics, it's because people in rural areas find it firstly hard to reach, healthcare.
Yeah, yeah.
So it started with the Cancer Apple Project through the Bank Ventuk, with collaboration through the Bank Ventuk.
Yeah.
And that money actually that we raise through the cancer apples is the money that usually goes down in order to reach the places that people say are impossible to reach. So we tried going to deep rural areas where we try and educate people within their own vernaculars about cancer try and have screenings wherever we can and whenever we can in order to alleviate the cancer burden that we are currently facing with, especially within the northern areas when it comes to cervical cancer, and western areas and southern areas when it comes to prostate and breast cancer.
And you know, now that you even mentioned just breast cancer, I am starting to understand a little bit more, especially with conversations that I have with men in my life. Men are unaware, for the most part, that they too can get breast cancer.
Yes.
How has the stats been in Namibia? Sorry to cut you off here.
No, it's okay. Breast cancer, okay, stats-wise, obviously it does not affect men as much as it does to women. However, it's also still important of the fact that, you know, you do have, the glands around there, the tissues around your chest areas. Those contribute to you also getting some form of ductal carcinoma, which is, you know, a breast sort of type of cancer as well. So the stats, you know, obviously it's big compared to women. Women are more susceptible to getting it. However, men should also just educate themselves and be more aware of the fact that you can actually get breast cancer as well.
Yeah. So I saw that you were having the lavender cupcakes. That was nice. I ordered a few. So this was obviously commemorating World Cancer Day.
Yes.
And you know, that's still the one thing that really blows me away, is the fact that our president passed away due to cancer on World Cancer
Day. You know.
Yeah. So what are some of the initiatives that you still have coming up in terms of raising just the funds for the community? What do you call it, clinics that you have right now?
So basically, we usually have the Sprayathon.
Yes. Tell us about the Sprayathon.
So the Sprayathon is basically usually aimed on targeting schools and corporates. It's basically a fun thing where we used to... Back then, I think it was 2017 when I was still in high school.
Yeah.
We used to, you know, either shave our heads for cancer and then give, a fee of either $30 in just support for cancer.
Yeah.
Now, Sprayathon is now for those that don't actually really want to go through the shaving, more now on basically color spraying their hair or their beard and just... Basically posting it on social media and just tagging, you know, Cancer Association. And with all the Sprayathon cans that we order, you know, we can then have, you know, them at your corporation, and then people can either spray it for $30 or $35 Namibian.
Yeah, and just donate it's just as a much way as they can.
As much as they can, you know.
All right. So, you know, we've been speaking quite on Fresh Breakfast with NSK, just in terms of screenings that you can actually do there, you know. So can you maybe just give us a little bit of a breakdown as to, if I am keen and I want to go to 90 John Minot Street, into that in your Google Maps, what are some of the screenings that I can actually do there?
We have three forms of screenings that we do there. It's PSA, which is a prostate specific antigen test. That's not for more prostate cancer, and usually that focuses on men of the ages of 40 and older, or 30 and older if there's a clear family history of men within your family having prostate cancer. And we have breast, you know, breast examinations, where our nurses obviously, you know, examine your breast and just see what nodules or lumps are there, in just to alleviate early detection
again.
And then cervical, you know, examination, which is like a normal pap smear that we know of. The reason why we only have those three is the rest would obviously be costly, and the Cancer Association being a non-profit organization, we try to sort of bring the focus more on the top three cancers in Namibia, which are breast, prostate and cervical respectively. So that's those are the methods of screenings that we have at the Cancer Association. In most cases, there is a fee attached to it of, you know, $150 for all of them. So if you come for a breast and cervical, you'll be paying $150. Although they still, you know, talks on prices might increase in the near future, but for prostate it is $150.
All right.
Yeah.
And for the pap smear?
The pap smear, which is the cervical, it includes both the cervical and breast, simultaneously.
Yes, yes.
So that would then be 195 in the, like, we are still looking
debating.
At it, yeah, and seeing, should we really push it there, or will the community then suffer at the end of it? But then we are just trying to meet each other halfway. So we will definitely communicate. But we always have dates also allocated for a normal outreach clinic, like
That's
we
true.
Had last week.
Mm-hmm.
We had two clinics on Thursday and Friday that were complimentary, that were free, and we had a very, very big turnout.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So also just to remind you, actually, you can actually check out their social media platforms,
yes.
right? The Cancer_Association_Namibia on Instagram. You guys are very active. I applaud you for the work that you're actually doing.
Yeah.
So why should people come and visit the Cancer Association of Namibia in terms of just getting those screenings done? Because, you know, it's scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know an aunt, you know a cousin, because, yeah. like, I've actually had very close people to me who have actually, you know, passed away because of cancer and so forth. But why should I come and go for that screening?
Early detection is key when it comes to screening. And our screening methods are aimed on that. If unfortunately, hopefully not, we are to detect a cancer when we are, you know, during all these screenings, it's important that we at least hope that it's early, because all these cancers have a chance, have high chances of remission. You know, and for let's say prostate cancer has a 96% remission rate when it's early detected. That's why with men a lot
of actually that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So it's a very, yes. So basically, we use the term remission. That basically then all means, you know, it's clear. But
yeah,
then
I
we
know.
Don't
yeah.
usually say you're cured of the cancer, because there's still a chance of recurrence of it.
Yeah, that's
you
a
know,
scary part,
so
yeah.
you are forever going to be on follow-ups. However, early detection is key, because it saves lives.
Yeah.
When we detect it in an in situ state, or which what we say stage one or two, then there's chances of you actually fighting it well off compared to, you know, detecting it. Yes. And yeah, that's the aim, and that's the force. That's why you need to come in.
You know,
it's your health, and we are just trying to make sure that, and then looking at the demography of Namibia, and also looking at the history and how it can be inherited and passed down through generations.
Yeah.
It's important that you come through and get your screenings done. Because the earlier, the better.
The earlier, the better. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so, so much for your time.
Of course.
It's obviously not an easy task at the association,
yeah.
we know. But we are so grateful for the organization within our community and the work that you're actually doing.
No problem. Thank you so much. And we are always forever grateful to the media for always giving us the platform to basically raise awareness and educate the community. Because without you guys, there's only this much that we can actually do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you so, so much for your time. You know, be sure to get your screenings done, right? You did hear that knowing is actually way better than you waiting until, God forbid, the worst happens. You get to a stage where not much can really be done but seeing your time out. But also maybe just a reminder that, man, those healthy diets, we talk
about
it all the time, but it is important that right now in this moment you recognize that, man, a change has to come about, right? Thank you so much for your time. Can I try to pronounce your surname again?
I mean, you can.
I mean, yeah. So that was the voice, right, of Mr. Tarekuye Shiriange Shurutwe.
Yes.
Don't play with me. But yeah, thank you so much and have a lovely day, hey?
You too. Thank you.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.